Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. You hear that sounder? It is a Hawk report from our very own Jeff Hathorne, who is in studio. Pleasantly surprised.
What's up, Donnie?
I was texting Jeff, asking him if he was going to join on the video or the phone. I walk in here after heating up my dinner, and there's Jeff.
Yeah, it looks really good.
He had some leftover pizza. You know, Sarah doesn't really care for leftover pizza, so I get to...
Wait, what?
Yeah, I get all the benefit there.
I mean, that is, like, that's maybe quality three for Sarah. You get all the leftover pizza.
I know. Like, at first, like, I think, man, you're crazy. You don't like leftover pizza. But then I think, well, that means I get all the leftover pizza, and there's no argument. So it's kind of it's a big win for me.
Leslie has to go through the whole procedure of warming it up in the oven. Like, I can do microwave for 45 seconds.
Yeah, that's all I do. Yeah. I mean, I also like cold pizza too, but I might be a little bit of a maniac for that one.
It's got all the breakfast foods right in it.
Yeah. So Jeff Hathorne, he is on the Fan Hotline in person, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, I put this out there into the universe. A long-term Steelers prediction that Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin will exit together. When Tomlin's contract is up after the 27 season, I think he walks away, and I think Art also walks away. And I know the wording I use there is a little bit confusing. Art is not selling the team. He will simply be passing down his ownership duties
to Mark Cuban.
To the next in line, which I know if that's Danny Rooney, he's still young. He would be very, very young when he took over. I don't even know if he'd be 40 years old by the time we hit 2027. But maybe youth is something that these guys need.
Well, there's an offensive coordinator just hired at what, is 26 or 27?
28. Yeah, younger than me.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, I don't think that's... I mean, there's enough around Dan, young Dan, that I think, and he's been around. It's not like he's new to the organization and just brought in, like, hey, you got to learn all this. I mean, he grew up with all of it, and including his grandfather, who was a tremendous football mind. And I think Art cares. He's not a charismatic speaker, which really works against him in these moments, because people want to hear, like, passion in his voice. Yeah. That's not him. And I don't think it's because, I mean, people think, oh, he doesn't care. He cares. But you don't hear it. I think Dan is a little bit more charismatic. I mean, I think Art always approached it with the law background. Like, I'm not going to get too worked up. Like, I don't want to show my hand. Like he's very calculated in what he's thinking. His father wasn't always like that. His father could be spontaneous, and he could raise his voice and get upset at things more so than his son.
And it seems like the Dan Rooneys are a bit better than the Art Rooneys. in the family. At least
I think they're more football centric.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least when it comes to being football guys about things.
And really, I mean, there is stuff that Art said that I still can't believe that he's thinking that way. But it's not a lack of caring, and it's not like he doesn't understand. I think he really firmly, this year, more so than the last few years, understands what Roethlisberger meant and how they need to find that quarterback above all else, how it's their top priority. You would hear in the past, we got to get our run game going as a top priority, or strengthen our defense as a top priority. At least this time, you heard him say quarterback, which is blatantly obvious, but sometimes it isn't as much when you're right in the middle of it.
What's your take on what he said yesterday about quarterback when it came to, we would like to have one of the two guys back with us? Who do you think
Justin
will be? Okay.
But I think Justin has to say yes.
Yeah, that's where I think the
worry. I don't think that's a slam dunk that he would come back here. What? Not necessarily because of money, but he's going to look at opportunities, and the Browns might afford him a good opportunity. And again, he could sign with any of these teams and they could go draft a quarterback. The Raiders might have interest. Everybody thinks it's Russ, but maybe Pete Carroll has interest in Justin. I don't know that the Giants necessarily would, but maybe there is somewhere else. And I realize he didn't have a big market at the end of last year. And I'm not saying there's a ton of teams clamoring for him, but I don't know that he would want to come back and hand the ball off and play a conservative offense week after week after week.
Yeah, like I have the fear that he could say, like, well, up yours. I don't like how the offense is run here. And but then again, he was playing maybe not his best at his peak. Like, he had some really good games for the Bears. He had some really ugly games for the Bears, too. He was playing his cleanest football in the 6 weeks he was the Steelers' starting quarterback.
Right, which I credit him for, but I also would like to see less of that, because he's taking more chances. And that's more on Mike. Like, allow him to be him. Not recklessly, but aggressively. Like, allow him to go make plays. Don't say, hey, we'll just settle for six field goals. Like, we just don't lose the game. Because that seems to be their mindset. Now, they don't like when you say that, but it's true. Watch them. When they play offensively more not to lose, even in that last game when they were burning the boats.
Mm-hmm.
They ran a flea flicker. What else did they do that was
Justin Fields was on the field for two snaps.
Insanely creative. It wasn't. But what else Art said that makes me think it'll be more Justin if he decides he wants to come back here, as he said, age is a factor.
Yeah, see, that was the big one for me.
Right.
Where he said, well, that has to be taken into consideration. Right. That has me thinking, okay, then
Justin Fields
is the target here.
They don't want to run two systems. So if they bring back Justin, the next guy they go after is probably Mariota to be the backup.
Jeff, that was the exact name I thought of. Now, it seems like he's thought of pretty highly in Washington, and like they love him being behind Jaden Daniels.
Maybe now after a year, they'd be willing to, maybe they want to go somewhere else and spend a little bit more money to strengthen a certain position. They feel like Jaden's been around long enough, we could get somebody else. And it's drawing a line because of the relationship, obviously, with Arthur, and the fact that the Steelers, you know, would need an upgrade at that position. And if Marcus looks at it, well, hey, Justin could fail and maybe I'd get another shot. Whereas in Washington, barring injury, he's never going to get a shot to start a game.
Yeah. The time that he showed to, you mentioned like the aggressive nature of his play, not necessarily reckless. That second half in Indianapolis. Now, I get that the Colts probably weren't playing, you know, a defense that was uber aggressive either, but man, he definitely showed those flashes in that game. Even though the first half didn't look good, there were still fumble concerns.
Right.
You could kind of see what the dude can do.
Was an issue.
Yeah, that was just an overall communication issue there. But I mean, he at least provides excitement. I'm not saying that he's going to be the answer. I don't think he is. If you had to ask me, like, with, you know, all the money in the world on the line, I don't think he's the Steelers' answer. He at least makes the most sense for next season, without question, over Russell Wilson.
Unless you trade all the way up and you're looking at Shador or Cam, because those seem to be the two most likely to have a pro career that could start early. And even with those two, you have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, you know, there are some other guys, Jackson Dart and Kyle McCord and Will Howard. And God, if you draft any of those guys in the first round, you should be ashamed. I mean, really, I mean, come on. This team, you could go for a Trey Lance, but you're just basically doing Justin Fields again.
It's like Justin Fields light.
Right. Just pour into him. Allow him to try. Forget about, as crazy as this sounds, your role next year is not to win games. It's to find a quarterback. And if you find the quarterback, the winning games are going to come. But if you try to eke out wins and get to 9 or 10 and sneak into the playoffs and then get your tail kicked again, where have you taken the franchise to where you can win the next championship? But if you pour into a quarterback, and even if it goes horribly, you're going to be in position to get one the next year. And you could solve that problem because look at Washington. 4 wins to NFC championship game. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they had a quarterback. Period. I know that other things change there.
But that's a big reason why.
It's
like
the
if it was
reason.
Mariota playing the whole season, maybe they win 6 games instead of 4. I don't know.
I mean, it's the other reason that they were in the NFC championship game.
Jeff Hathorn is with us in studio on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, what were some of your other big takeaways from the Rooney presser?
Yeah, I didn't like the how they listen, you need to run the ball. But to think that you could get in the Super Bowl or be Philadelphia, like that's still a ways away. And Philadelphia, like, is so much better at every offensive position. Wide receiver, offensive line, quarterback, and Saquon isn't even comparable to Najee Harris. I mean, we were talking before the segment started. You know, Saquon had 11 100-yard games this year. In his 4-year career, Najee had 9. Now, you're not going forward with Najee, but who's to say that Jalen Warren could last a 17-game mm-hmm. season? And I think, I mean, Gainwell is a guy to me, if I'm looking at running backs to be a part of a committee, Gainwell is a guy that I would like to see in a Steeler uniform. It's his 4th year. He's going to be a free agent. He knows he's not going to get looks, you know, behind Barkley, but he would have a chance to maybe be a starter. Like, that was a guy that intrigued me, not just for what stuff he's done in the playoffs, but watching him against the Steelers. But again, it's a really good offensive line that's just, it's so much, everything's so much better. So to say, that's nice to say, like, well, look, Philadelphia can run it. Yes, they can, but Jalen Hurts can also have the threat of beating you deep. So if you stack the line like the Steelers did, they can beat you with a pass, where I don't think that's the case at all with what the Steelers have on offense right now.
Yeah, they're basically wannabes. Like, they can say all they want about wanting to be the Eagles, but the Eagles actually go about their business how teams today should. Like, they are an organization I am envious of. Their whole operation.
Yep.
Owner all the way down. They got the best GM in football by a mile. You know, people don't even really care for their head coach. The guy was on the hot seat midway through the season. You know, maybe you don't have to have the best head coach out there. The fact is, the coaching staff is great. Both coordinators are great. He allows those coordinators to coordinate, do their jobs, and they are just so good all over the field. Like, you think of the teams that played this weekend, and out of the four, you'd probably argue that Jalen Hurts, third or fourth best quarterback, the way they were playing, he was fourth. He was the fourth best quarterback that played over the weekend. But at almost every other position, you would pick the Eagles. Running back, you'd pick the Eagles. Offensive line, receiver, defensive line. I don't know, maybe at linebacker, even though Zach Bond is having a, you know, career year with Philly, you would argue that they have better inside linebackers. Secondary, I think it's
I would
easily
argue
the Eagles.
Did you say receivers?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, receivers without question.
And that's the one that people don't – they see the rushing, but they're able to rush because the receivers can get downfield. And the receivers are able to get downfield because they're – like, it's the perfect blend. But it's not that the Steelers are one or two or three players away. Maybe Broderick Jones going to the left side and Troy Faltano on the right is going to be a great combination that's going to kickstart this offensive line with a really good center in the middle. But Philly has two of the top five centers in the league, or top five tackles in the league right now. And that keys an offensive line that's just, that's why they're able to do some of the things they do. So to say that you're just going to be Philadelphia, I mean, listen, Kansas City had to run it at times to close out the game. And Pacheco's a nice, like if the Steelers had a three-headed monster like that, that could be their running game, but they need to find someone. They're not going to find Mahomes, but they need to find somebody that's a franchise quarterback. The only way you don't win with the franchise quarterback is everything else is outstanding, and yet Jalen Hurts is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lesser quarterback than Hurts, I think Philadelphia's at home. They're not looking at a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think Hurts is a better player than what he gets credit. Like, I feel like people actually dog him a good bit. Like, they act like he's outright not a good player.
14 touchdown runs.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is a good player. Like, no debate for me, but there are a surprising amount of people that just don't even think the guy's good.
But even for him to get there, they have to have all this around him, and he's still pretty good himself.
Yes. Like, if he is on the Steelers roster, they're probably finishing in the same spot. I don't know. Maybe they win
probably.
One of these wild card games.
Probably.
I don't know, but they're probably in the same spot.
Maybe a little bit better. Maybe a little bit better because I think his legs create a little bit of it. And remember, he only had 14 games, and he rushed for 600-plus yards and the 14 touchdowns and threw for nearly 3,000 in just 14 games. So he still could bring it that way, but the Philly comparison is a tough one just because they're just they've done a great job. I mean, they really have. And, you know, you have windows, and Philly created a window that could last for a little while here.
Yeah,
it has. I mean, they've been good. They've been serious contenders for, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, that's what's so impressive about them and also so infuriating about the Steelers is that they haven't been afraid of change. They fired Andy Reid when they felt like things were getting stale, not having the fear of, hey, this guy could go on to have success elsewhere. And he has. I mean, the man could have wiped his time in Philadelphia completely off of his resume. He's a Hall of Famer for what has happened in Kansas City. But I don't feel like the Eagles, I'm sure there's a minority of fans that say, like, well, we should have never fired Andy Reid. But they have gotten back to 3 Super Bowls. They've won one. One is still to be determined. They have not been afraid to make the actual changes that, yeah, the Steelers can talk about all they want. Oh, well, we want to be the Eagles. But they weren't afraid to change head coaches. Last season, they got blown out in the wild card round. They fired both coordinators. They hired two really good ones, a hot head coaching candidate as the offensive coordinator and one of the best defensive coordinators in the game's history. Like, they are making the moves that need to be made. And, like, it's just talk is cheap. Like, okay, we want to be like the Eagles. Then take action as if you are the Eagles, if you want to be them so badly.
Well, and I think as much as Tomlin is to blame, I think the philosophy to me is what is as much to blame for Mike and not allowing his offenses to try to move into a new decade and the way the NFL is and just playing that game of hanging on instead of trying to find answers at certain positions. But they've also not drafted well. Way too many, and it goes back to the end of Colbert's regime, way too many first-round busts. I mean, how many first-rounders are impact players with this team? I mean, Broderick Jones, depending on how he does on the left side, mm-hmm. He might be one of those guys. You don't pick up the option on Najee Harris. You traded Kenny Pickett. You know, and then before that, you're talking about Devin Bush and guys of that ilk, which are just, I mean, I could go through a lot more names that are as depressing.
They have not had an all-pro player drafted since 2017, and that was T.J. Watt. Now, I understand being a first-team all-pro player, that's tough to come by, in the league, that means you are basically the the very best or top two at your position. But they've had guys that, okay, they've been starters here and there, but I'm going to be thinking back to teams when I'm in my 50s and 60s, almost like when I see if my dad can remember all of the cruddy teams of the 80s that he, which he warned me about this, by the way. He said, when Ben's done, this is going to be like what I went through with Bradshaw.
And Donnie, that's when I was growing up.
We called those the dark ages.
Oh, I mean, Mark Malone and Scott Campbell and David Woodley.
Except it's even worse now, Bubby. Because when...
Because Bubby was the best thing ever.
Because those guys actually won playoff games and got AFC Championship. O'Donnell got to a Super Bowl. Like, quarterback is so much more important than what it was then. It's even worse now. They feel so far behind the eight ball because they don't have, like, an alien at that position.
But you know what would be amazing? If they find that quarterback, you'll be amazed on how much of the other stuff will go away or brighten up or you won't focus on because the quarterback just makes it better. Those teams that Ben was on, they weren't perfect teams. You know, some of those lines that they won with were not great.
The line that won Super Bowl 43, I still say, is the worst offensive line to ever win a Super Bowl.
But Ben made it work.
Yep.
You didn't complain about it because Ben found a way to make it work. And I look back, too, and I'm thinking, I think Ben won a team MVP maybe like 3 times. And I look back now, and I think he should have won like 14 or 15 times. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, Harrison's 1 year in 05, whatever that was.
When he won the...
Troy, maybe 1 year. AB, maybe over Ben 1 year. Other than that, he should have won it every year. I mean, because no one... Not TJ, not Cam, not Harrison, impacts a game more than a franchise quarterback.
Jeff, I will let you get along with your night. You're going to go down to the Pitt game?
Yep. See, Pony's going to be there, so we're going to hang out and watch Pitt Carolina.
He's got to get out of there at like halftime, though. He's coming back to do the sports call, he said.
And maybe he'll just do it on Zoom. Don't tell them yet.
how are you feeling about that game?
Carolina's beatable, and this is a game you got to have because it's a Carolina team that has some flaws. You got to get this one at home. I mean, this is one you need to get.
It feels like this is a win they could have. Really, even though it's North Carolina in a down year, it's still a blue blood. And I don't care what anybody says. The committee takes those wins more into account no matter how those teams are.
Let's put it this way.
Like they will see, well, Pitt beat North Carolina.
Right.
It's not the same North Carolina, but they beat North Carolina.
Well, tell you this, if it was Carolina that's fifth and not Pitt, you think they get in the NCAA tournament?
Oh,
Carolina
absolutely.
Carolina still has that.
Yeah.
You know, and people like to see it. They understand. I mean, Carolina's not bad. It's just they haven't put it all together. I don't know if they will, and this is a good time. I mean, they had a miracle win against Boston College at home. So you're going to get them. This is the time to get them and kind of get yourself on a little bit of a roll. Get, you know, start stacking wins and get back to where you can put yourself into NCAA tournament talk to where you're not looking around behind you to see what might happen.
Yeah, I think that's a win tonight that could, like, put them pretty firmly back in there, which is nice. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Don.
Have fun at the game. Jeff Hathorn, check out his stuff at 937thefan.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, the Pirates made a move today. Don't get too excited, though. We'll be right back. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years. From developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency, Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
And do you want a chance to win a trip to Vegas for you and three guests plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship? All you have to do, download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour and you receive an entry. It is that simple. The national contest runs through Sunday, February 23. So get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance at winning the ultimate prize. Joel, I got Joel Nelson behind the glass, Donnie Football with you for about another hour on The Fan, a little bit less than an hour. Pitt Hoops at 9 o'clock tonight, pregame coverage with Kale Berger and the crew at 8:30. Joel, grab your lawn chair, grab your cooler, and try to get a good spot along Federal Street as soon as possible. The Pirates have signed Adam Frazier. If you're asking yourself, that Adam Frazier? The answer is yes. The very same Adam Frazier that was drafted by the Buccos back in 2013. That Adam Frazier, who was an all-star with the Buccos back in 2021 when he hit 324. The OPS was 836. The OPS plus was 126. His best season by far. It was a great year. He had 28 doubles with the Pirates before they traded him to San Diego. They got Jack Sawinski back in that deal. Joel, pop quiz, do you know another player they got back in that deal who is no longer eligible to play Major League Baseball?
Oh, that guy, yeah. Tucapita Marcano. Yep. How about that?
And now they bring it back full circle, baby. They got Adam Frazier back here. The man who batted 202 last season. His OPS was 576. His OPS plus was 63. I guess he'll fit right in. Hell, he's probably your opening day starting right fielder. Would be hard to be second base because there's like 9 second basemen now on the roster. Last season was the worst of his career by far, by pretty much every single metric that can be measured. Last season was the worst for Adam Frazier. His WAR was 0.3. A season before that, it was 1.7 in Baltimore. With the Pirates in 2021, it was at an even 3. He had a couple other pretty steady Eddie seasons with the Buccos. 2017, 2018, 2019. He had some good seasons, for sure. But we are quite a bit removed from 2017, 2018, 2019. The Pirates just signed a guy who is over 32 years old, who was pretty awful last season in Kansas City. And pretty much everything for him was a career low. Home runs he had 4 of. That's not quite his career low, but it is close. It is close. He had 3 a couple of seasons ago in Seattle. And he had 2 his rookie season, but that was only 66 games back in 2016. The amount of good PR that this organization could have by just signing one legitimate player, just one, literally just one player of real, honest to God, good status in Major League Baseball. Not even a great player, just a good player, a legit good player. That would have had this town buzzing in a downtime of Pittsburgh sports. And they gave us Adam Frazier. They've added a few bullpen arms. That's fine. They needed some addition there, absolutely. Tim Mazza, they signed last night, the Allentown native, Millersville University, a quick pop for them, and a former Blue Jay, because of course he was, because 75% of the players that Ben Cherington will bring in either played in Boston or Toronto. I think I'm fine with where the bullpen is right now. They've added a few different arms over the course of the offseason, but I think it's also fair to expect some of those pieces out of that bullpen to be better in 2025. Most notably, the closer. But guys, the bats are just in a bad place. Brian Reynolds has been a steady hand, but he'll give you what he's been giving you for the last few seasons, give or take. Maybe the numbers start to tick a little bit down. O'Neill Cruz still has yet to reach the full potential at the plate, but he turned in a better 2024 than most will remember because of everything that was going on with him defensively. It was, hey, can this guy play shortstop? Should we just have this guy DH? Oh, we're going to move him to center field. All of that stuff. Do we really trust, or is it fair to trust Joey Bart to be as good as he was again? The third baseman that was signed to a long-term deal has the back of a 60-year-old, maybe a 70-year-old, I don't know. Kiner Falefa will hit just fine. I'm not really worried about him. Kutch will probably see more of a decline, but he will still be one of their better offensive players, which is not a good thing. Do you get 2023 Jack Sawinski or 2024 Jack Sawinski? Spencer Horowitz is the unknown, and we seemingly have to bank on him as fans on being a good and consistent player. But the Pirates had a chance to add one player, one legitimate player, and immediately become a true player in the NL Central. This division is there for the taking. It's not like it was 10 years ago when St. Louis won over 100 games and the Pirates won 98 and the Cubs won 97. This division isn't like that anymore. None of the teams are that good. But every year, this time of the year, some of us will tell ourselves that some random guy on the roster will be a breakout star, and it almost never happens. And if you have played second base at some point, the Pirates may sign you next. So look out for a call from Ben Cherington. They may even ask Neil Walker to get out of the broadcast booth this season to play at some point. Joel, have you ever played second base? Little League, maybe?
They put you at second? A couple reps a long time ago, so maybe my number will be called too.
Yeah, I played second base. I think I was like 11 or 12. I pretty much played everywhere, I feel, when I played baseball growing up. I didn't play after like age 14, but I don't think there was a single position at one time or another that I didn't play for at least like one game. Even shortstop, I think I played one game. I didn't play catcher as much as you may expect, given my body frame. I pitched for a couple of seasons. I played first and third. I played everywhere in the outfield, even center field. And I was never, you know, I wasn't Juan Pierre out there. I wasn't exactly a speed demon. But at one point or another, I was out there in center field. I played at second base a good bit, too. Maybe they'll call me up. Who knows? But it's hard to be overly excited outside of their starting pitching in what the Pirates did this offseason. Even for me, who is a Hope Springs Eternal, glass half full type of guy, it's tough. But I hope they prove me wrong. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. You can also hit us up on Twitter at 937TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, Joel's pick. Joel picks what we talk about in the next segment. Then we will have a Pit Hoops preview with George Michalowski coming up after 8 o'clock, leading us into Pit Hoops at 8:30. Panthers against the Tar Heels tonight. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.